KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. In the news for today, the 7th day of January for 2020, visitors and staff at Harrah's Northern California Casino were evacuated due to a bomb threat on Saturday. During the 3 o'clock hour, Amador law enforcement responded to the casino after staff reported a credible bomb threat. Within a few hours, normal business operations resumed after Amador sheriffs found no evidence of any destructive device. Now, those with any information about this case are asked to call the Sheriff's Department at 223-6513.
Well, increased patrol by Calaveras Sheriff deputies resulted in the arrest of two burglars in Burson. 43-year-old Stephen Arthur Williams from Valley Springs, 38-year-old Jeannie Marie Priest of Volcano were arrested early Saturday morning. Around 12:30 in the morning, the two were spotted parked outside a closed business. Deputies, noticing the suspicious activity, initiated a stop and discovered several items stolen from the business the two were parked outside of. Williams and Priest were charged with felonies including burglary, conspiracy to commit a crime, and a misdemeanor of possessing burglary tools. Williams has no bail since he's violated his probation. Priest's bail set at $35,000. The investigation is ongoing.
Well, according to the Amador District Attorney's Office, murder suspect Sean Purdy could spend life in prison for the murder of his father. The criminal lawsuit comes after sheriff's deputies traced several pieces of evidence consistent to the crime scene back to Sean. A day after his arrest, he confessed to the crime, leading to the discovery of his father Lance Purdy's body in Amador Pines Saturday morning. Currently, Purdy is behind bars in Nevada's Washoe County Jail awaiting an extradition hearing. The results of that hearing will determine whether he waives or contests facing an Amador County courtroom or remain in Washoe County to face trial.
Well, a San Andreas man recently arrested following a two-county car chase. According to Highway Patrol, the incident unfolded late last Thursday when Calaveras Sheriff deputies asked for assistance to catch a suspected intoxicated driver that they had attempted to pull over on 26 near Warren Road. The vehicle, driven by Ronnie Young, initially stopped on the right shoulder, then fled. Along with CHP, CHP dispatched a canine from Stockton and San Joaquin County Sheriff Office, responded with a helicopter. The pursuit continued on roads and through orchards in both Calaveras and San Joaquin counties at speeds between 40 and 60 miles an hour. Now, at one point, Young intentionally swerved into a CHP vehicle with its emergency lights activated. Officers were successful, though, at setting up a spike strip on Highway 26 between the county lines. The suspect drove over the strip, puncturing 3 of 4 tires. Young was arrested without further incident. Now, officers also found methamphetamine inside Young's vehicle. Young now faces charges including evading police with disregard for safety, assault with a deadly weapon, not a firearm, and possessing a controlled substance.
Well, today's the day Jackson celebrates its second Christmas.
Mir Boži, Christos Rodi. Peace of God, Christ is born.
Well, that was Father Tom Paul of the St. Sava Serbian Orthodox Church in Jackson, where Christmas services for Orthodox Serbians will be celebrated today. The Serbian Orthodox faith follows the Julian calendar, putting Christmas 13 days after December 25th on January 7th. The church held traditional Christmas Eve ceremonies, along with the blessing of the Yule log last evening, and celebrates Christmas and Christmas Mass today. Members of the Serbian faith from all over the nation have traveled to Jackson this week to join with our local Serbian population to carry on the traditions of their ancestors. Many of those came to America and our area to work as hard rock miners in the 1800s and built a church, the first Serbian church in North America, where they could practice their faith. That church, St. Sava, still stands today on North Main Street, right here in Jackson.
Čestitam Božić, sretna Nova godina. Happy Christmas and Happy New Year.
Now, also today, Jackson residents can expect the traditional Serbian Christmas celebration down historic Main Street, Jackson, complete with gunfire. This tradition goes back many years when Serbian community members would use gunfire to celebrate the birth of the Christ child and announce their homes were open and welcome to visitors. As a tribute to their forefathers, a number of young Serbians, escorted by Jackson police, will hold a procession down Jackson's main street today at noon, complete with gunfire from black powdered rifles and shotguns. All are firing blanks.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC Newsroom.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Merry Christmas, everyone. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website at kvgcradio.com.